all existence, which of course includes all humanity. Everything is divine, because God is all in all, and God is divine. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. There is only one existence, and that is the divine existence. Anything that one thinks that they see, which is not divine, is a misinterpretation of reality. One wants to focus and must focus on reality. Our thoughts translate to our experience. If we expect and desire to have an experience of wholeness, completeness, harmony, then we must focus on the reality which is revealed only by looking through the lens of spirit. There is only one choice, because if we don't choose good, perfection, divine, then we are defaulting to an absence of reality. Like the empty closet, if there is not a structure implemented and a discipline followed, it will be an accumulation of a mess. And that's exactly what our thought is if we do not implement a structure and include the discipline that is required to maintain the structure on a spiritual foundation. How does this apply to praying for all humanity? One way to contemplate this would be to adopt the statements Mary Baker Eddy makes about vision. She says, are we able to focus no matter what comes our way? And by that, she means, are we able to not accept the typical mesmerism of emotion and get upset about something that seems to come our way, which is not in accordance with one's desires? In a movie called Coffee Shop, one quotation which was included in the movie was a fellow that was talking to a lady that was very disappointed in how things seemed to be turning out. And he said, because things aren't going the way planned doesn't mean they aren't going the way they should be. Mary Baker Eddy makes another statement that if we let something bother us, it will be manifested in the weakest part of our thoughts. Here's an example where the cause is not at all related to tracing a symptom back to what normal reasoning would indicate is the cause. What is one going to accept about humanity? Is one going to accept the fact that God is all, and therefore all existence is a manifestation of God? In other words, there's no reality to anything that appears to be imperfect. We may be seeing incorrectly. We may be translating what we see incorrectly. We may be filtering incorrectly. We may be assigning the results of something incorrectly. But does that make it true? Fake news may have an influence on the unprotected thought, but that doesn't mean that it is fact. What it means is that one has been tricked, one has been mesmerized, one has picked up the phone, as Mr. Winslow refers to it in one of his many beautiful articles. So one may pick up the phone, which is tantamount to letting a salesman get his foot in the door, wherein an unscrupulous salesman may be intending to manipulate the minds of those involved in the conversation. The primary thrust of this treatment for all existence is to clarify in one's own consciousness exactly what one's thoughts are about all existence. That means not only any individual that comes to thought, but also any event. And this includes past, present, and intended future. The first thing one needs to include is the fact that since God is omnipresent, there can be no such thing as space. Space being defined as something that is void. And there can be no time, because time is a measurement of movement in space. The only space is here, and the only time is now. Mr. Rawson proved that in demonstration through what is termed retroactive healing. The result of his treatments, which included exposing the falsity of time and matter, many things that come to thought are a result of hearing it, or seeing it, or having a certain feeling. These must all be rebuffed, neutralized, recognized for what they are, and destroyed. And of course, exposing it destroys 2/3 of it, and the rest of it destroys itself. Exposing evil is not a matter of just recognizing what we think is the cause of a problem, any kind of discord whatsoever, because the apparent system may be totally unrelated from a human reasoning standpoint, and the real cause may be a total surprise as generating an effect in which there is no connection, which is obvious. One of the primary features of the belief of evil is that it is very subtle, poses as one thing, when in fact it is really nothing, and what even appears as being error, in reality has no substance, no life or truth in matter. The only thing that has life, truth, and intelligence in matter are godlike qualities, godlike events, godlike relationships, godlike individuals. In other words, ones which are abiding by the laws of God, which really means getting self out of the way and letting the qualities which are omnipresent be active and effective for one's own experience. Mary Baker Eddy, in a letter, made the statement that she found how to have perfectly effective healing, and it was primarily to get self out of the way and let the truth, which is the counterfact to what the belief seems to be, let that truth do its work. In other words, there was no logical connection to the real cause and what was appearing as an evil. In a letter that Mary Baker Eddy wrote about vision and eyes and seeing and so forth, she was referring to someone that had removed their glasses from their use but had not been healed of the vision problem. And Mary Baker Eddy stated that she removed her glasses when in fact what she should have done was to lose her faith in her glasses as being the source of a clarified vision. And she said, what is back of the eyes is what is the problem that needs to be healed, not something that is exterior to the eyes, such as glasses. And she said, if we understand why we cannot see, we would be able to see. I believe this idea of seeing and vision is really a key topic to explore when one is praying for humanity, praying for all existence and everything in it. When one gets the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter exposed, so divide and conquer. In other words, the analysis of the thoughts must be addressed, and one needs to decide if that is really a divine thought or not. And Christ Jesus points out the importance of what one's thought is being as important, if not more so, than one's actions. Because one's actions are really a projection of one's thoughts. What we are is what we see. The isness of what we are must be a reflection of the truth about God and God's manifestation, or rather about God, which includes God's manifestation, which is man, which is all mankind, which is all existence, is the emphasis on God and what God represents. In other words, the seven synonymous terms and the four operators of word Christ, Christianity, and science, or is the focus on what is visible? Everything visible is merely a symbol for what that symbol represents. A good Christian Scientist will be continuously translating what is visible to the quality that is manifesting itself as that symbol. When one does that, they cannot be separated from the pure thought, because everything that is visible, if it is real, if it is good, is from the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, and is of the substance of spirit. And the only sense about it is spiritual sense. The only structure is divine principle, which is system and structure. The only life is eternal and spiritual. The only truth is the perfect motive, the pure Christ consciousness. And the only love is the wholeness of perfect love. Mary Baker Eddy states that Jesus was enabled to be divine because of the magnitude of his humanity. He loved everything and everyone, seeing them as perfection and as perfect action, and so forth. He didn't love evil. He loved reality. In fact, the Bible states that we must not cast our stones before swine. And Mary Baker Eddy states that if we do that, casting our stones before swine, that we rob both the one that is not expressing goodness and ourselves. Consider the possibility that the message about harming both ourselves and others is that we are harming ourselves because we are diluting our effort from where it should be devoted. And we are not helping the one that is not willing to change, the one that hasn't recognized that they are doing wrongly, the one that is not willing to seek truth, the agnostic, which is unwilling to recognize that there is a supreme power. The best physical scientists in the world recognize that there is a universal harmony that is outside their control, and that what they are really doing is trying to discover the facts about what really is true. Dr. Albert Einstein made the statement after reading Science and Health, just imagine, she knew this 80 years ago. He didn't clarify to what date he was referring to, whether it was the date that is used as the date she discovered Christian Science, which was 1866, or whether it was referring to when she wrote the textbook in 1875, the first version. But that's not really important. The point is that the physical scientists had been going through very intense research for those 80 years to discover what she had already discovered. And the primary part that is being referred to here is that there is no life, truth, or intelligence in matter. Quantum physics has revealed that what appears as opaque is really energy that is vibrating at a high speed or oscillating, moving at high speed to make it appear as opaque. One has heard the expression, the hand is faster than the eye. That is kind of the opposite of what quantum physics discovered about the appearance of the opaqueness of an object. If one moves their hand at a high rate of speed, one doesn't see the incremental movement, but only the source and the manifestation of the movement. In other words, where the hand was before it moved and where it was after it moved. But not being able to detect the movement itself. If one considers the topics that have been noted in this treatment, one can better see a spiritual universe, a spiritual humanity, a spiritual relationship, a spiritual event, instead of accepting what the dance of mortal mind is proposing by way of ringing the phone, trying to get our attention, distract us from the truth, and try to implant in thought something that is absolutely the opposite. Evil operates on being a mockery of truth. The fact is, there is no reality to the mockery of truth. As the actor Kurt Russell stated one time, he said, movies are fantasy land. A movie that is very professional in its production makes one believe that they are right there in the scene, because all of the cables and all of the equipment and all of the staff are not visible nor heard. They have no idea when there is a scene inside a room that that room is full of all of these things that are required to make it look real. Substantial amount of time is invested in concealing all of the apparatus that is required in order to make it look real. If one visits a studio that is open to the public for the very purpose of exhibiting how they create a movie, giving the appearance of reality when in fact it is all fantasy, then one could easily walk away from that revelation and exposure thinking that they don't even ever want to watch a movie again, because they know it is all fake. The technology that is used and has been for many, many decades absolutely conceals the truth about what is really going on to make it look real. That's exactly the way evil operates. This is not stated to make one lose interest in having fun with wholesome entertainment, but only to possibly awaken one to being careful about filtering what appears to be real to make sure that it is. Make sure that the fan that is used for separating, just like Bliss Knapp had to do when he was a young boy, when Mary Baker Eddy gave him a fan while he was waiting on his dad, Ira Knapp, to have a private conversation. It would apparently was a warm day in Concord on the day that Ira Knapp brought his son with him to have the talk with Mary Baker Eddy at her home there in Pleasant View. And one would think that the purpose of the fan was only to cool oneself. But the real purpose was for him to learn that he had to separate the chaff from the wheat. I believe it mentioned that he was sub-teen in his age. We need to have our fan operating all the time, separating the chaff from the wheat at the time of harvest. Not prematurely, or we will dig up the roots of the wheat before it's ready to harvest. Is one thinking about all humanity, every event, every relationship of which they are aware of, has to be if one understands that God is all in all, everything has to be a manifestation of the divine perfection of the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite God. Every action has to be an intelligent, wise, and knowing action, because that's what mind is, the only real mind, the divine mind. And there is no so-called mortal mind, because mind is not mortal. So we don't have to be concerned with mortal mind as being real if we expose it as being unreal, if we expose it as having no life, truth, and intelligence, if we expose it that it has no capacity, no facility, no functionality, that all functionality is from the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. If we understand that God is omnipresent and there is no absence of God, and therefore there is no such thing as a vacuum, there is no such thing as space, and with God being omnipresent, there cannot be time, for everything is already done through the action that is continuous of infinite mind. Action is a result of creative capacity, and power is a measurement of that action. Accomplishment is one of the primary definitions of power. In other words, there is no power unless there is accomplishment. Mary Baker Eddy states that the good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. So it's the accomplishment of good that results in power, because again, it's a measurement of accomplishment. The only science is the omniscience of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. It's the science of the divine metaphysics that Christ Jesus utilized in the operation of his life, utilized when he brought about the visible evidence of healing. The divine metaphysics that enabled him to walk on the water, that enabled him to be from one side of the lake to the other instantly. No space, no time involved. One of the statements made in Mary Baker Eddy's unpublished writings was that she traveled from her home in Pleasant View, Concord, New Hampshire, to the west coast of the U.S. Instantly, she was there. And she apparently stayed for some 2 or 3 weeks. And there's no record of her household realizing she was gone. So I believe that her demonstrating overcoming the belief of time and distance included the demonstration that no one would know she was gone. She stated that the reason that she could not ascend was because no one would believe it, and they would think that her household hid her body. There is a record of her being seen in bodily form in the home in normal action of walking and being visible to a few of her household after she had passed on. I believe this is tantamount to Christ Jesus appearing after the resurrection. There were some that were able to see him, not the masses. The ones that needed to see him to know that death could be overcome as he demonstrated it to be. In praying for all existence, and specifically all humanity, is one seeing that everything is possible to God? This is what Mr. Rawson saw in his retroactive healing. He demonstrated retroactive healing, he stated, hundreds of times, whereby he stopped time effective with the notification that was communicated, which was before he received the communication. But once the intention to contact him was made, time stopped. And the next moment that was recognized is that the healing was effective. And one of the primary factors that he started with in making the retroactive healing become visible was that there is nothing that can prevent the possibilities of God, that everything is possible to God. And he got his thought so closely aligned with infinite mind that the truth did its work and brought everything into alignment with truth. That same movie where there was a quote noted earlier about just because things are not going the way that we wanted them to go doesn't mean that they aren't going the way they should go. That same movie that had that quote in it had a quote about a lighthouse. And it said, a lighthouse is there to announce itself. It is just there to shine. That's the way about truth. Truth is just there to be itself. Are we letting truth be itself? Are we letting the light of truth shine in our thought? One must do it if they want to see all existence, all humanity, all events, all relationships, and so forth, to be the perfect manifestation that it is. That does not include war or conflict or dis-ease or sin or death or anything that is unlike the perfect, incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. It does not include a word, a fact, which is fake, that is fantasy land. It does not include the second operator, which is the Christ, which is the translation of everything back to its reality of spirit from what we see as a symbol. The same with the third operator, which is Christianity. Christianity is demonstrating the truth, carrying forth the translation to daily life, praying ceaselessly, which means to be continuously fanning, to separate truth from error. And of course, the fourth operator is science. Science is being the result of the demonstration, being the lighthouse, letting one's light shine, just being there to shine, being there, being here, being omnipresent, because one is then reflecting the depth of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. One only needs to align one's thought with the truth about God, which includes God's entire existence, all existence, God's manifestation. If one does that, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love takes care of every single detail. Frederick Rawson stated that mankind should not need to do anything, but everything should be demonstrated mentally. When he was in a shooting contest, which was for entertainment, he was shooting a rifle he had never held before. He didn't practice with that or any other instrument or tool or firing device. And when it came time for him to perform, he looked away from the target and paused for a moment to align his thought perfectly with the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. The result, a bullseye. Looking away from the target. Looking away from so-called matter. Looking away from the object of matter and being totally embedded with the Christ consciousness. The only way that there could be the harmony throughout the universe by just looking in the sky and seeing these stars, heavenly bodies, and so forth, all operating in harmony. Is by recognizing there is a divine structure and system, which is divine principle and operation. But the plan and design is love in operation. Mary Baker Eddy often uses the term divine principle love. That covers the whole gamut. The system and structure, and the plan and design. Love represents wholeness, completeness, and that permeates everything. It's the lubricant of all lubricants, where everything is harmonious and smooth, no friction. No discord. No sin, disease, death, or anything that is unlike the perfection of God. God is all in all, letting its light shine, being there. Being itself. Amen.